About 25 African-American pastors in Milwaukee are urging their congregations and other clergy members to vote. A rally at Milwaukee City Hall was officially nonpartisan, but there was definitely a call for a change in the governor's office. Pastor Mose Fuller of St. Timothy Community Baptist Church says it's time for a politician who can bring people together.
In the last 4 years in this state has been in disarray. It hasn't been doing nothing but fighting, the divisiveness. We are tired of that.
Some pastors contend that shootings of young black men by police or vigilantes in Florida, Missouri, and Milwaukee are partly due to minorities not exercising more clout at the ballot box. Nathaniel Hamilton's brother, Dontre, was killed by a police officer in downtown Milwaukee 6 months ago. Nathaniel says he does not think the clergy are exploiting the deaths for political reasons.
Knowing that people's going to get out there and vote for Dontre, and on behalf of Mike Brown and Trayvon Martin, it's helping us with the grieving process because we haven't got the answers that we're so desperately looking for.
Also adding a religious component to get out the vote efforts in Wisconsin this week are the National Catholic Social Justice Group, Nuns on the Bus. Sister Simone Campbell says voting can counter big campaign donors.
And we wanted to come to lift people up and say, we the people are the only ones who can vote. Dollar bills can't vote.
Nuns on the Bus may also offer its vehicle to give some Milwaukeeans a ride to the polls tomorrow. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.